Good morning. It is 9:05 here on Talk Radio AM 640. We are live with the Business Pros Radio Hour, and that's some pretty serious music you're listening to because this is it's a serious show. We're talking about your business here and how you can improve it, or maybe you're still in the planning stages of whatever you are working on and you need some help, or you know you will need some help. And that's why Paul Toby has joined me here this morning, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can go online to businessprosmarketing.com, and he's refreshing himself. A little out of breath coming into the studio this morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome this morning. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Oh. If you had to drive anywhere in this area this morning to get where you're going, you're going to have to speak to a few policemen on the way because everything is shut down. And I made it here with like literally a minute to spare. So I'm looking forward to today's show.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Maybe whoever's putting on this that's a waterfront marathon today, maybe they need some marketing tips from you on how to better market the event and warn people stay away.
I had no idea, right? I had no idea what was going on, and everything is shut down. And there's literally only one way here. And I had to make several detours, and I was going to be half an hour early, and I ended up being almost one minute late. So,
but it's amazing in this world of information how sometimes things do kind of slip by and people do not notice. I mean, there's just so much going on, and sometimes it's hard to take note of some of the important things going on in life.
Well, I'm on a mission anyway, so and my mission is to help small business grow. So I wasn't going to miss this for the world. And that's what we do in our business. We help small business grow. We help medium-sized business grow. As a matter of fact, I wanted to tell you something. This week, last week I was away. I was down in Phoenix. And while I was there, Nancy, who's the COO of our company, got invited to this event. It was an event put on by an event management company.
Cool.
So who could put on a better event than an event management and event rental company, right? So they rent tables and chairs and tents and large items, and you basically hire these people to run your events. Very much like that's going on in the waterfront right now,
okay,
a lot of their
cool
rental stuff. So
yeah.
She gets invited to this event, and we had actually overhauled their entire marketing system about a year ago.
Top to bottom, inside and out?
Top to bottom. Took a couple of days to do it. Retooled the website, did all the copywriting, all the lead capture, turned their website from passive into persuasive. And she gets there, and she gets the biggest hug from a couple of people that had been part of that deep dive implementation. And she's like, well, what's going on? I don't really, you know, I spent a couple of days with these people. What's with the giant hugs? And as it turns out, over the past 12 months, since our marketing efforts have kicked in, they are literally, in terms of Google search, very well placed, because this is the new UXO algorithm that came into effect over the last couple of years that still most people don't know anything
about. I was
going to
say, what is that again? But this is something
right,
people just
don't
realize.
User experience optimization, right? Optimize for the user, and the longer the person stays and interacts with the website, the better it is for search. Because Google says, well, we'll send you free traffic, but if you don't make good use of it, then we're going to stop sending
Bye-bye.
You free traffic. We'll give it to somebody else. So they were well-placed for the keyword phrases like event rentals, tent rentals, Toronto, all of these things. And over the last 12 months, just from doing that one website. And again, I want to tell people, because they're like, well, how much does something like that cost?
Good question.
And the answer is about $25,000, which is a small investment for a company of that size. But the reality is we got a government grant as well through the Canada Job Grant Program. So they ended up paying $5,000 or $6,000 out of pocket.
That's it.
The rest of it was paid through this government grant system, because it's considered training when you're working with us to do things, right? So here we are 12 months later. I don't know exactly how many. 12 months, 11 months, whatever. Not even a year. And that small investment, $5,000 to $6,000. Okay, are you ready for this? In terms of revenue alone, $1.5 million.
Now I can understand why Nancy got that hug.
Think about that for a second. It's a $5,000 to $6,000 investment for a $1.5 million return. Now, that's not their annual sales. That's on top of their annual sales.
That's an addition to everything else.
That's an addition to what they were already making. So a lot of people are like, well, does digital marketing really work? And that story right there should solidify for most people. And again, they might think, well, you're just making this stuff up. I can't tell you the name of the company because we signed confidentiality agreements. But seriously, go to Google and type in Tent Rentals Toronto.
And see what happens.
And type in event rentals, and you're going to see them in the top two, top three, where they were nowhere placed before. So in terms of letting people know how powerful these new systems are, that's proof right there. And we installed Infusionsoft to be able to handle the nurture for the follow-up. And there's just a lot of things that we did. And I just wanted to start off the show with kind of that good news, because that, to me, that's our mission. Our mission is to help small business do things like that.
And you can begin, I guess, your journey, start that mission at businessprosmarketing.com. And when we come back, Paul, maybe you mentioned passive versus persuasive in terms of marketing online. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have the passive. They want to be a little more persuasive. So we can talk about maybe those two different approaches and how people can tailor their marketing approach to lean towards one more than the other. Paul Tobey is here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, and it's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. You can give us a call if you have any questions here for Paul. Maybe your website, you're thinking, I don't know, is it really working for me? He can help you out here on air live today, 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. This is your only hour to ask Paul your questions here on the station. We're back in a moment with you and Paul on Talk Radio AM 640. It's 9:15. We are live here with the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan Bonner, joined by the man of the hour, Paul Tobey. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Online, businessprosmarketing.com. And don't hesitate, don't wait, because you probably have been doing it for a while. You know something isn't really kicking well or working right with your business or your online approach, your marketing. And Paul can help you kind of get that kick started. You can call us now if you have questions for Paul, want him to take a look at your business model, 416-870-6400, star 640 on sell. And we just want to let you know, if you go to businessprosmarketing.com, you can sign up for the Inside Advantage Roundtable. And it's a small little intimate, is that the proper term, Paul?
12 people.
Okay, so intimate. Let's say intimate kind of gathering, you, other business owners. You have some breakfast, you network, and it's a few hours, but you learn some advanced digital marketing strategies. And we're going to talk in a moment about passive versus persuasive when it comes to marketing. But I did have a question, because last segment, Paul, you were mentioning that you recently successfully helped a rental company.
Event rental company.
There we go. And you also mentioned off air, you've worked with people in real estate. So if somebody's sitting out there and thinking like, the line of work I'm in, he can't help me with that. You've worked with people from many different backgrounds.
Yeah, one of the curious things about my business is people often ask, they think to themselves, well, I'm business to business. Digital marketing is not going to work for me. Or I don't run an online e-commerce store, so my restaurant or something can't really benefit a lot from digital marketing. And in my experience, it doesn't really matter what vertical you're in, whether you're a financial advisor, real estate agent, broker, whether you're a storefront business, whether you have a small e-commerce store, or whether you're a lawyer or a dentist or a doctor, it's amazing what you just don't know. And I think one of the things that I like to talk about is there's sort of five things that I always talk to my clients about. And I've done a lot of training over the years as well. And I always refer to these five things. And it really only takes five things to get whatever you want in life. And I'm going to talk about those things. And I'm going to try to relate to them on how people kind of view digital marketing. Because the reality of the situation is people form ideas and opinions based on what other people tell them. Mm-hmm. But I never take advice from people who don't have what I want. So everybody's got an opinion on the internet. Everybody knows sort of how Google functions. But if you're not making profit from it and you're not making significant revenue and profit from it, then do you really know what you're talking about? And so very often people take advice from people who just aren't worthy of giving that advice. So I have these five things. And number one is you really have to give up something to get something. And if one of the things you have to give up is your hard and steadfast opinion of how it might not work for you, then that might be one of the things you have to give up. You might have to give up a little time. You might have to give up some resources, whatever. But if you don't, nothing's going to change.
So you encounter those people all the time. You're like, this isn't going to work
right out of the gate. So number two is what do I actually want? And what I've always found in life is if you don't know where you're going, you'll kind of end up somewhere else, or any road will take you there. So if you have a vision of the destination for your company, whether you want to grow in terms of numbers and employees or whether you want to grow in terms of revenue, you have to actually know what those are. Pick something that's risky, but also measurable. Because if you can't measure your progress, you don't really know if it worked or not.
How are you going to know? Yeah, if you've improved in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Number three is kind of tied to number one a little bit. You got to clear out some limiting beliefs about what you think will work and what won't work. There are ways to do that, and I teach people sort of all the time how to do that. Number four is you have to take action. And that there's only really two powerful ways to take action, especially when it comes to digital marketing. Number one, take advice from somebody who actually has what you want. Somebody who actually is good at what they do. Somebody who earns significant revenue and profit from what they do. And number two is whatever your company does, make sure that it helps people. Mm-hmm. Because helping is better than selling. So if you help in your business, whatever your product or service does, if you truly come from service, then those two things together, taking advice from people who have what you want and coming from service, you'll never fail. Your business will always be successful. And number five is just simply, I call it, the law of detachment, but essentially, you know, you have enough common sense to plant a seed today. You don't run out into your backyard tomorrow, dig it up and demand to see immediate results. You water it a little. You might transplant it. You might move it around, give it some sun and even talk to it. It's called nurture. It takes the time that it takes. So you take a company that I was talking about before, it took a whole year to build up $1.5 million in extra revenue. It didn't happen immediately. And I think a lot of companies these days are just in way too much of a hurry.
Yeah, and I think people think, because we live in an instant society, right? Everything happens now. People think everything should happen now. And the internet is very there immediately when you want it. And I think people think that, well, results have to start flowing in right away. And you do. I need to see that $1.2 million sales increase by tomorrow, so to speak, with any online campaign.
You know what I found in life is that 99% of the creative process is complete before you really see any evidence in your physical reality. And that's when people give up, right? It's simply a matter of you have to have enough common sense to know that it's going to take a little more time than it normally you would think would take. So businessprosmarketing.com, this is a language that we use there. If you go to that website, you're actually going to find a language that speaks to you. It speaks to your needs and desires and wants and things like that. And, you know, the Inside Advantage Roundtable is the perfect opportunity for people to join us and find out how we think, how we act, and what we get.
And you mentioned that, the roundtable, there is one coming up November 1st. It's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for a very small, intimate group of you. Tickets, you can find them at businessprosmarketing.com. And number four, if I've taken my notes correctly here, take action. Was number four, step four there. So you can take action right now by going to businessprosmarketing.com. Or you can call here and ask Paul any questions that you have. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. He's all warmed up like one of the marathon runners out there today, ready to talk to you. We'll be back in a moment with Paul Tobey, Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. Mr. Voiceman is correct. Those are the phone numbers to call here at 925. We're live this Sunday morning. I'm Ryan here with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Go online, businessprosmarketing.com. I don't know if I've asked you this. Is that you playing in that music we just...
It is.
So you do. You have a former, you have a past life doing music across Canada. Very talented fingers there.
Actually, I played in 17 different countries in my music career.
Holy, okay, so expand that to the globe. Holy jeez. Well, and we were talking earlier in the show about some of the different businesses you've helped along the way. And you said you cannot name this particular business, But if you go to Google and you type event rentals,
yes,
and you hit, you know, find whatever, what number will come up as this
there,
one?
I think right now they're 2 and 3.
Okay. So we can't
at
mention
least
the
in
name.
This area. We're in Toronto, right? So if you type it in there, at least in this area. So
and that
it might
and
be a little bit different in Mississauga, but I wouldn't
true.
Think markedly different.
But that is a real company that you have worked with. And as you were saying earlier, helped increase their numbers.
Yeah, and we have dozens, hundreds of success stories like that. Because and people say, well, what is the Inside Advantage Roundtable and how's that going to help me? So I'd like to really just talk about that because companies like that had attended an event very much like the Roundtable so that they can learn about a bunch of things they don't know a lot about. What's possible? What's new? Is there things that I'm not doing that I should be doing? Are there things that I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing? And the answer to all of those is absolutely. And that's what the roundtable sessions are about. I basically open up my portfolio of clients and I say, here's where they were before. Here's where they are now. Let's measure the difference between the two in terms of time, profit, revenue, all of those things. And it's always good to show people real-world results because you can't look at real-world results and go, well, I just don't believe what my eyes are telling me.
It's there.
It's,
the proof
it's
is there
in computer world, right? You open it up. It's real-time search results. So the Inside Advantage is kind of like four parts. The first part is any viable business who wants to earn more revenue, which in my opinion, is most of them.
I would think to be successful,
I don't
yes.
really think that you want to be in business not to earn profit. I don't think you'd want to be in the business just for the sake of giving yourself a job. But, you know, if you want to feed families and you want to feed a lot of families, it's like, let's start a business and let's, you know, grow it to the point where we're helping a lot of people with employment and we're helping the community and all of those things. So if your goal is to grow the business, number one, online, you're going to need some traffic. And that's one of the first things I show people. It's like, here's most people's traffic strategy. Here's our traffic strategy. What is the difference between the two? What does a typical search engine optimization company do and search marketing company do versus the way we do it? Now, I can tell you right now, they're markedly different. And the reason why that is because I spend a lot of my time and actually most of my time testing, spending my own money, traveling, finding what's happening next. I'm not really concerned with what happened 2 years ago where everybody else is. I want to know what's happening 2 years from now. And I want to be a little bit ahead of that curve. So traffic strategy right now, I can tell you, Ryan, we're pulling in clients just for that. They want to know how we can drive traffic to their website, free and paid, because paid is a great traffic strategy as well. So AdWords and Facebook remarketing and all of those things that we talk about. So in the Inside Advantage, I literally show them traffic and how long that traffic stays, what they click. We install heat maps in websites to show people what they click on and what they don't click on.
But do people, are there some businesses out there with websites and they, you know, if you talk to them and they go, well, we get about 20 hits a week or something like that. And they think that's a lot. Like do many businesses out there realize how important, you know, traffic flow and amount of time spent? And yeah,
I think they do. I don't know if they're really in tune with where it comes from and what's it supposed to do when it hits our website. And so the second part of the strategy is, well, when we get that visitor, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very interesting science. And you can only know that science if you pay attention. The great thing about digital marketing is it doesn't lie. Everything they click and every second they stay on a web page is tracked. There's no other marketing medium on planet Earth that can give you exact key performance indicators like digital marketing can. For example, did you know how much it cost to put a full page ad in the Toronto Star?
Oh, I'm going to go 5-digit numbers, like $10,000 or something like that.
It's like $30,000 for a black and white full page. And you get one kick at the can, but you don't really have any idea how many eyes were on that. Did people read the whole thing? Did they take an action on that? Did they call the number? And if you want that same result again, you got to run that ad on another day. So you get one kick at the can. If you want to get another one, you got to spend another $30,000. Now, I may be off by a few thousand dollars, but I've looked into it. I know, and companies have done this before that we've worked with. If I spend $30,000, I can guarantee that the amount of leads captured by the website doesn't lie. If it's $25 a lead or $50 a lead, that number is solid and set in stone. But here's the good part. I don't have to convert all those people today. I can convert them over the next 6 months to a year because I've got their contact data. So that's number three, is you have to have some kind of automated nurture that segments these people into categories for things they want or who they are. And then over the next 6 months to 12 months or even 3 years, you can convert them by communicating with them. Some of it's automated, some of it's manual.
You know what's funny? I was just, because again, if you Google event rentals, you'll get number two and three. Your region may vary. The result will be a company that, Paul, you have worked with. And you mentioned, you know, time spent on website and click through to other areas. I was actually talking about things I found on that website. Can I even mention what I'm looking at here?
No, as long as you don't mention the name of the company.
There's something like last year we supplied over 100,000 chairs. And if you roll down, there's all these different things to look at and kind of experience for a rental, an event rental company.
Yeah.
So it's keeping my eyes there for more than 10 seconds.
And that's his job. Our job is when people hit a homepage of a website is to keep them there for at least 2 minutes. If we can keep them there 2 minutes, we'll make money all day long because that's the engagement factor. When people interact and engage with a website, Google pays attention to that and it's just going to send you more and more traffic.
Well, Paul's ready to engage with you here. 416-870-6400, *640 on sell. And now's your chance to talk to Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. We'll get to you coming back here on the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. And it's live here, 935 Talk Radio, AM 640. Ryan here with you, and you're probably saying, my website's fine. I don't need to do anything to it. It's one page. You have some things splashed across the top you can click on. And that's all you need, right? Well, that may not be the case. And that's why Paul Tobey's here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, website, businessprosmarketing.com. You want to see a website? Go to that website and compare it to yours. I'm not trying to slam anybody out there, but I'm sure there are plenty of businesses where it may not compare to what Paul's put together here on the Business Pros Radio Hour. And if you go to his website, the Inside Advantage Roundtable, November 1st, you can still grab some tickets. It's for a very small kind of group setting. You do breakfast, you network, you learn some advanced digital marketing strategies. And you know there probably are, Paul, a lot of many people out there. And we are taking your calls here. Any questions for Paul? Again, if you think, my website's perfect, you know, find out if it really is. 416-870-6400 here. But you mentioned earlier, persuasive versus passive websites, Paul. Is there anything wrong with a passive website? And what is it, basically? What is a passive website?
Well, there's nothing wrong with passive. If the company is trying to write copy that talks about how long they've been in business and what kind of things they sell and how to maybe contact them and things like that, that's okay,
mm-hmm.
But persuasive is more of a language that speaks to the subconscious. It basically makes them laugh, think, or cry. It makes them engage. It gets them to take an action, click
makes
a button.
Wow,
we call it kind of micro-commitment marketing. If we can get the reader to engage with the page by clicking on things, watching things, interacting with things, then little by little, that to their subconscious says, I'm engaging with this site. And eventually over time, they'll learn what they need to learn in order to make a qualified decision. So the Inside Advantage roundtable sessions, and I just really wanted to talk about this for a second, because when we do those sessions, and this will be the third one coming up on November the 1st, it's 3 hours and you know, high level discussions, but I feed people too. Like I cater it.
I love the way you say that.
I do. I feed them. I give them great coffee and lovely food. And it's just a great session. And in my office or in my training room, I have this large video wall. And on that video wall is like four giant screen televisions, which we kind of show people real world results, real world key performance indicators, things that they may not be aware of. Because I think a lot of companies, they tend to take advice from people who may or may not know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. In most cases, I don't think they do. But hey, that's just that's just experience talking, because there's a lot of people that blow smoke, and then there's people that actually create results.
You got the fire.
Right. So, and then what happens is over the few hours that we talk and show people what we do and how we do it, which is, you know, traffic, conversion, getting return on investment, all the things that businesses really care about, we also then show them how to get the government to pay for it. And that's something that's very different. There is not a single digital marketing company that can get grant money to pay for this training and implementation. So that's very unique to us. So in Ontario, for example, up to 82.3% of what we do and what we charge for it is given back to the client within 30 days. So they come in, we do the work over a couple of day period, and then the government gives them back up to 82.3%. Usually it's around 80 to 82%, somewhere in there, depending on the numbers. But basically, they get that back in the form of a refund in 30 days. And we're going to show them in the Inside Advantage Roundtable how to apply for that. It takes about a half an hour of their time, literally, to apply for this grant.
Oh, come on, that's way too much time.
I know. It's like, wow, that's a huge investment in time and energy. But no, it's not. So that's what we do, and we show them how to do that. So we do basically this. We sit them down in a room. We show them how we've worked with our clients, how things have changed for them. And we're talking revenue. We're not really talking about, oh, look at all the visitors we created. Now, that's important, but you have to tie it to
revenue.
It's
part of the picture. It's part of the
overall picture, right? Number two is we show you how we're going to work with you as a client, not over 6 months, not over a year, not over 2 years, but in a couple of days, to really retool your entire ecosystem online. And then third, we're going to show you how the government's going to help you pay for it.
People love to hear that. They're going to get money back from the government. Everybody can argue that we give the government too much money in taxes and whatnot.
And people are like, well, it must be really, really hard to get this money, and it's got to be a draining process, and maybe I don't qualify. Do you know what? Of all the grants that we've submitted for the companies over the last couple of years, guess what our batting average is to get them grant money?
Like, how many have been refused? Like one or two?
Yeah,
or?
it's like 2%. We actually had one person get declined, but that's because the only person, because it's based on employees, right? The only employee that he had was a truck driver. And the government couldn't reconcile in their own minds how a truck driver could benefit from a digital marketing course. So, but the company did it anyway, and actually they're one of our best companies. Them, I can talk about. They kill it for bin rentals in London, Ontario.
Really?
You know, the bins that they drop in your driveway,
and people
throw junk in, and they pick it up, and they tow it away. They crushed their competition in London, so much so that one very well-known company, whose name I cannot mention, they put them out of business in London.
Really?
Seriously. And this is a big company. It's one of those big franchise companies, you know, the name that everyone would recognize.
That we cannot mention
here. This tiny little company put them out of business.
So you really, again, we were talking earlier, ladies and gentlemen, about, like, oh, there's no way Paul would work with my business. We've covered off, you know, real estate, you know, event rental stuff, bin rentals. Like, the list is kind of, right. It's pretty
and
large.
And before we go to break, I just want to make one thing very clear. I went to Infusionsoft because we're the largest resellers and implementers for this automated CRM in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I went to them and I said, listen, I'm going to get every single client onto Infusionsoft because it's the greatest cloud CRM software since the history of planet Earth. And they said, great, go and do that. We'll pay for their seat. So the $297 seat in the Inside Advantage Roundtable is being sponsored by Infusionsoft. So it's actually 100% free for the client. Now, we do take a credit card in case you don't show.
Okay.
And we charge you the money if you don't show, because you just took a seat that somebody else couldn't take.
So show up.
So if you go to businessprosmarketing.com, you click on the AM640 logo, you're going to see this pop up. You give a name and an email address, and that'll start the process. Basically, a $300 training, absolutely free, sponsored by Infusionsoft. I think we owe Infusionsoft a giant round of applause, because that's amazing. Because, you know, we have staff and people to pay for and whatever. And if Infusionsoft's going to sponsor it, hey, let's let them do that.
It's businessprosmarketing.com. It's near the bottom of that page there. And it's a rocket ship with Inside Advantage AM640 underneath. Click on that and then you can get one of those tickets, 12 tickets, November 1st for the Inside Advantage Roundtable. Your questions, you can call in 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Do it now to talk to Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, here on Talk Radio AM 640. That's right, it's 9:46, and we are live here on Talk Radio AM 640, the Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Ryan Bonner. I'm not Paul Toby. He's sitting next to me. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing and online businessprosmarketing.com. I think some people are afraid of the phones, but they're not afraid of emails, which is, you know, a big part of the digital world out there.
We had actually, and I don't mean to cut you off, Ryan, but we had a couple of people actually ask us this week about the show and if they should call in. And the number one reason why they didn't call is they didn't know what to ask. They're like, I'm getting a lot of information, but what do I ask that sounds intelligent? And so I think, and so we've had some people actually email us some questions. So
there's no wrong question. It's kind of like a brainstorming session, right? There's no wrong idea you can throw out there. Steve, I have, well, first I'll start with Bill. He has a question. He's emailed, can he talk about ad retargeting? Is it effective? And Steve, I'll get Steve's out there in a minute, but what is ad retargeting?
Right. So one of the most important paid traffic strategies these days is called retargeting or remarketing. You know how you go to Amazon and you look for what you want and you put it in your shopping cart and you don't check out because maybe you think better of it or something comes up. And the next thing you know, you're in your Facebook account and you see an ad for the very thing that you were looking at. That's retargeting. Basically, what happens is when you hit a web page, it puts a cookie and a pixel. It pixels your web browser, puts a cookie in there and basically says, oh, this person visited this page. Let's market to them on the Google Display Network for the things that were on that page. Let's market to them on the Facebook retargeting network. Let's market to them on Twitter remarketing. Let's market to them on the Google Display Network. All of those things together mean you're going to see continuous information based on what you were searching for. Is it effective? I can tell you from my perspective, from a conversion perspective, it's highly, highly effective.
It is.
And you can turn it off and you can turn it on. You can literally say this. I want to market to the people who visited this page, but if they checked out and they bought something, if they hit the thank you page, anybody that hits that page, stop marketing to them. So in other words, you can say if they visited this page but didn't visit this page, or visited this page and did visit this page, all of those conjugations of that will tell the software what to do. So if they hit this series of pages, you can run this ad. If they hit these two pages over here, you can run that ad. So basically, it's a strategy which says, let's track what the person does and let's learn from their movements and their habits on how to actually retarget them, bring them back.
And as you said, you're working with some pretty intelligent, this almost sounds like artificial intelligence.
It is. It's definitely one of the most important advancements in digital marketing in the past few years. It's become extremely popular. I do believe, however, that most marketers are still struggling with it and to make it work.
And how to properly understand it.
And how to properly understand it, how to properly set it up. All those things. So I hope that answers his question.
Yeah. Now we have the email from Steve, and this was something you mentioned before the last break. CRM, and Steve emailed me after that. And I was thinking the same thing, Steve. What does CRM mean?
Well, I think most people would understand CRM as customer relationship management software. So you want to manage your relationship with the customer. So a typical sort of legacy platform would be something that says, if the person calls in and they request a meeting, you put the meeting in your CRM and it notifies you when that meeting is. And it's kind of like, let's follow up with the customer. Let's make notes, things like that. Mm-hmm. That's a typical, what we call legacy CRM. Infusionsoft, on the other hand, is an advanced model of CRM. It's called an automated CRM. It does all of that for you. For example, if somebody comes to the website and they give us their contact data, Infusionsoft then sends a response. That response, though, is sent again if the person doesn't take action on the first response. Mm-hmm. So a couple days later, it'll send an email. Hey, you forgot to download your free video or whatever. And then a couple of days later, it says, you forgot to download your free video. And then the fourth email says, you've got 24 hours to download your video, or we're going to take it offline. And then it creates a task that says, hey, this person didn't take action on the first four things. Give them a call, see what's up. So in other words, as a business salesperson or owner, or if you do your own sales, it only gets you involved when the automation fails. And it doesn't always work. The automation always works, mm-hmm. but it doesn't always entice. It doesn't always, you know, it might end up in a spam folder, that kind of stuff. So they don't take action because they didn't see the email.
I'm loving the music, by the way. This is actually, do you have a CD or anything like that?
I have 8 of them.
Okay. All right. Can we access it through businessprosmarketing.com?
No, that's the other cannot.
Oh, come on. You need to weave it into there.
No.
That's a website. Okay. There may not be music on the website.
You can go to CD Baby or something like that and buy it. But
all right.
Anyway. Look, Inside Advantage Roundtable, you got to go. It's free. Infusionsoft is paying your $300 ticket, and it's on November the 1st, and that's it. There aren't any more after that. We have no plans to run another one. We are completely slammed. We're actually now deciding which companies we want to work with. We're in a position right now to choose who's in our portfolio. And a lot of people are like, oh, how can you do that? Why wouldn't you just take everybody? And the reality is we don't want to work with everybody.
And you're busy.
We want to work with people that want to work. We want to work with companies that want to grow. That's our mission. Why should we work with companies that want status quo? Or they want to save them. We call it an SOS company, right? Save our souls. We don't want to do that. We want
that.
To work with companies that want to move forward.
Well, if you want to grow, businessprosmarketing.com is the website. We have just mere minutes left to talk to you. If you have any questions here for Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, the number here, 416-870-6400, to get him live this morning on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Welcome back. We have a few minutes left here. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Any questions here for Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com to help fix your digital marketing strategy. And you can also call Paul directly, flesh and blood human being, a person will talk back to you, 416-578-2167, right, Paul?
416-578-2167, if you need to talk to somebody and say, I don't know if this is for me, I don't know if it's for my company, I want to take it to my boss, I don't know if it's right, you want to talk to a real person, 416-578-2167, we'll talk to you, we'll let you know how we're going to help you, and if we can't, we'll let you know that too, because there's just companies that aren't ready for us.
And some people might, you mentioned earlier, you know, to kind of get started on this thing or to put together a marketing campaign, it can cost a bit of money. You know, $25,000 is one thing you throw out there. But the silver lining is that the government will help cover a lot of that.
Right. And at the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions, I'm going to make it really, really simple. We only do really two things. I mean, we can break it down into subsections and we can show them all kinds of neat things, which we do. But it comes down to two things. Number one, we're going to show you how to get an ROI. Mm-hmm. And number two, we're going to show you how to get a grant in order to pay for getting that ROI.
So how to get money and then money.
Exactly.
Basically those two things.
Exactly. Which I think for most, I mean, cash flow is the lifeblood of any small, medium-sized business. It might not be so for large enterprise. I mean, it's important to them, but mm-hmm. small business, it's definitely the lifeblood. And that's where we put our focus. We want to know what does it cost us to acquire a lead? How many of those leads are we converting? How much time are we saving? All of those things. So really just a couple of things. Number one, get a grant. Number two, get an ROI. 416-578-2167. 416-578-2167. Talk to a real person and say, here's my questions. Does this apply to me? Should I come out on November the 1st? You can actually attend via live stream. It's HD live streaming. If they want to attend online, they can do that. But only 12 people in the studio.
And you're not going to get a PowerPoint presentation, as you mentioned earlier. You have a couple of video screens set up, you know, so it's not going to be some like slideshow.
I call it death by PowerPoint. We don't even do that.
People still do it though.
Well, that's because they use it as a crutch to remember what they were supposed to talk about. I don't need to remember. I do this every day.
You don't have a script in front of you.
I work with million-dollar clients to get them millions more. I don't need a script on how to do that.
And I can say you don't have a computer screen open or a piece of paper. I'm an idiot. I have a piece of paper in front of me. I'm marking stuff down. But you have no script here. You know,
I don't.
This is your stuff.
Yeah, I've been living and breathing this stuff for the past 15 years.
I'm going to challenge you listening out there. Go Google event rentals. The second and third, in some cases, responses, the company. Go to that website. You will see Paul's work in action. And tell me you didn't remain on that site for about a minute or more. Because I did. So do that. Email me, ryan@640toronto.com. Let me know. You know, and if that's something you want, you have to talk to Paul.
Hey, listen, before we go, I just want to say thank you for everyone listening today. Thanks for your time. I know how valuable it is, and we sure appreciate you listening in. We'll see you next Sunday.
Good luck getting home with the marathon on, Paul. Getting out of here. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businesspros.com. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.